A word for you from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 23. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly. Let's highlight the words conceals and proclaims. How can it be that the prudent or wise man conceals knowledge? Isn't that strange? Do you hide what is true, what is real knowledge? Yes, indeed. It means that the wise isn't out to proclaim everything that he knows. He's careful with his knowledge. He conceals it in certain circumstances, and that he doesn't want to just speak without prudence, without the Lord's anointing upon his tongue. But the opposite is that the heart of fools proclaims folly. He's eager to proclaim what he knows, even though in God's eyes it says here, it is folly. So the difference with the wise man is that he's willing to conceal. He doesn't speak quickly. He has a guard over his lips. But the heart of the fools proclaims all that he knows, even though, in fact, he knows nothing. He proclaims it, and it becomes evident to everybody around him that he knows absolutely nothing. Well, nothing of importance, nothing that is true wisdom. He has deprived himself of God's true wisdom, which is a saving knowledge of faith in Jesus Christ. And everything that he therefore proclaims becomes stupid, foolish. But the prudent man, the wise man, conceals knowledge. Are you willing to hold back with what you know, or must you proclaim everything you think you know on every subject? In every conversation, you're the one that has to make it known that you know. No, with God's prudence, with God's wisdom, you are willing to hold back, because you know that what you speak can be very dangerous. You've read the rest of the verses here in Proverbs about the danger of the tongue, the danger of speaking rashly. And so you will hold back. And in certain circumstances, you don't want to say everything that you know because of wisdom. That's a sign of a prudent man. But the foolish man will proclaim everything he knows, and so it becomes evident to all around him that he has folly that proceeds and streams from his lips.